Hi beautiful souls, I'm Shivani and today we are sitting down in a beautiful meditation practice to heal and integrate our shadows. The societies that we live in have conditioned us to repress a part of us, to reject a part of us, and to deny a part of us. Because it doesn't feel safe or acceptable by the rules and ideas and beliefs of the society. However, when we learn to suppress this aspect of ourselves and start calling it a shadow, we also dim down our lights. We also hid away our gifts, our talents, our power. We started playing small and we cut ourselves off from our power source. This meditation practice will help you to heal and integrate your shadows, because your shadows are just as much a part of you as your light is. Rejecting, hiding, suppressing, and denying these aspects of ourselves only create more shame, more guilt, and more fear. We're not here to fix our shadows. We are simply here to integrate them back into our souls so that we feel the wholeness that we are truly worthy of. You are whole and you're worthy of being all of you. With that permission slip, close your beautiful eyes and sit back in a comfortable position. Take a deep breath in and exhale it out. Take another deep breath in, hold it, and exhale it out. One more time, a deep breath in, hold it, and let that go. Beautiful. Now imagine your root chakra swirling and activating slowly into a red ripple of light. The energy starts moving into your root chakra and it starts moving downwards towards the earth. It starts moving downwards towards the earth, seeping through the layers of our earth, through the roots, going deeper and deeper and deeper till it finds, meets and merges with the core of our planet earth, the core of Gaia, the beautiful, radiating, golden, molten core. Feel the warmth of the space. Feel the safety here that's present. Take a deep breath in. Taking all that safety in and letting that go. And now feel that beautiful energy bubbling upwards, wanting to reach to you, closer to you. and it travels through that same channel, climbing upwards effortlessly, easily, reaching upwards through the same channel, same layers, intertwining along with the roots, and it enters your root chakra, cleansing, purifying, swirling the energy even deeper. Now take your palm and place it on your root chakra, the first chakra. Place it around your root chakra and feel that warmth that Earth's energy has brought in. As you tune into this space, start connecting to your root chakra. Start connecting to its rhythm, its motion, its energy. And as you experience all of it, start tapping into the fears that reside here. The fears which, when get triggered, makes you anxious, unstable, insecure, triggers your safety. Bring your focus to these fears, knowing that it's safe to do that right now. You are held by Earth safely. And the highest compassion, truth and light, source energy is with you right now, holding you safely. It's safe to look at your fears. Let that energy become more and more evident. See it. Maybe there are words which are coming through. Maybe there is an image, a visual, a memory that's coming through. What are the fears you've been holding on to, which have been residing here? Tap into all of that. Tap into all of that. Let it be seen. Let it be felt. This is the time. And it's absolutely okay to let these fears reveal themselves to you. I will give you a moment here to let these fears reveal themselves to you. What are they, these fears? Let them show themselves to you today. Now visualize this energy of fear as a rock solid stone. It can be as big as you want or as small as you feel it is. There's no right or wrong. allow it to reveal itself to you in the form of energy. Place your palm there, and almost as if you're extracting it out of your root chakra, take it out and hold it right in front of you. See it and say to these fears, this energy, I see you. I see you. I recognize you. I recognize you. Thank you for letting me know you exist here. I see you. And then say to it, but I'm now ready to heal and integrate you because I am still worthy of being whole and who I really am. We are simply letting go of the negative charge that these fears have been holding on. The negative charge which trips you down, which takes away your power, which makes you forget your divine potential, your divine light, your truth. So now imagine as you're holding this rock, solid stone. And as I said, it can be as big as you want and as small as you want. Watch it changing colors, shifting shapes, losing its density and heaviness because you are channeling the light of Gaia through your palms. Through your body right now. Your palms are powerful, radiating off Gaia's beautiful, enriching, nourishing, rejuvenating, revitalizing light. It's divine. And you are also divine. Watch this light transmute the charge in the stone. Watch the stone melting away, losing its heaviness, its density, becoming lighter or smaller or fading away. Watch it all. Your fears are transmuting right now. They do not hold any power anymore. Let it take as long as it wants to take. And once you feel the work is done, see this stone transmuted into radiant light. Just light. And now we are going to integrate it back into our root chakra so that the negative charge, the shadow that it was holding on to, it now becomes our superpower. It now becomes our place of healing, our place of purpose. So put this light back to your root chakra now and thanking yourself for doing this today. Now, as you've completed this process with your root chakra, we will now move on to your sacral, where guilt resides. As we move to this space, we will now watch Gaia's energy traveling from root to sacral. Now that your root is super clear, balanced, and healed, watch that beautiful light traveling to your sacral, opening it up, activating it, and let its energy be known to you. As you let this energy be known to you, you feel into this energy deeper and deeper. Feel the color orange getting brighter in your body. Feel the energy that this sacral radiates. Joy, creativity, sensuality, pleasure, all of it. Bring your focus here fully and completely as the sacral starts opening up to you, knowing that it's safe to do that. As it starts opening up to you, it also starts revealing all the guilt that has been living and residing here in this chakra. Feel into that energy too. Reminding yourself that you are absolutely safe right now. At any point you do not feel safe, feel free to call upon an angel, source light, or someone who cares about you deeply and truly, and let them be next to you in spirit, guiding and protecting and watching over you. Does it feel a little more safe? Do you feel a little more relaxed? Good. Let the sacral speak to you now. What are the feelings of unworthiness and guilt that's been living here? What are the beliefs, thoughts, and energy that's been residing here? Let it be known to you today, and I will give you a moment to let it speak to you directly. as you see guilt revealing itself to you today, we are going to repeat the same process with your sacral. So put your palm right here. And almost like you're extracting this out of your body, take this rock solid form of stone, which feels like it's been blocking the flow of your sacral. To be right in front of you. See it in all its details. Maybe it has a color. Maybe it has a shape. Maybe it has a light. Tell it, I see you. I see you. I see you. I recognize you. I see you. I recognize you. Thank you for showing up today and letting yourself be known to me. Thank you. I see you. And now, see your light from your hand. Start transmuting the negative charge around this energy. Shape shifting, colors might start changing, its form might start shifting. You might feel tingling sensation on your palms. Be present with this process. Watch how all this negative charge is transmuted to light. Watch the weight in your palms getting lighter and lighter and lighter. Watch the stone melting, fading, or disappearing. Until you start seeing light. Just light. Some of you might see your stone being transmuted into a crystal energy. And that's beautiful too. Once the process is completed, integrate it back into your sacral chakra, placing your palms back there, almost like a lost part of you has come back home. Feel the sacral chakra being open and receiving this energy. See them merging and becoming one. Thank you for doing this today. I honor you. I celebrate you. And now let's move to our solar plexus. Let that light travel from your sacral to your solar plexus now, as there is no more blockage in your sacral, as it feels clean and purified, and the energy easily and swiftly moves to the solar plexus. Tap into this beautiful, vibrant solar energy, beaming with golden yellow light. Watch it swirl, starts activating, starts coming into your awareness of its aliveness within you. Place your hand on your solar plexus chakra. And feel into this energy. Does it feel warm, tingly, powerful? Does it make you feel powerful? Start to get to know the space right within you. Feel into it. Tap into it. Maybe there are some words which wants to come through right now. See how this energy wants to be known to you. As you go deeper and deeper to know this energy, your solar plexus starts revealing its shadow too. Shame starts to be revealed now. Let it come up and remember you have someone watching over you. I'm with you right now, and you are safe. Absolutely held by Mother Earth. Let shame be known to you through words, memories, visuals, beliefs, thoughts. How does shame look like? How does she feel today? What does she want to say to you? What is it here to reveal to you? Let it show all of it to you. What shameful narrative has been running here? Where have you been holding on to your mistakes, to your imperfections, to your past? Let it all be seen today. And now repeating the same process here, we're gonna let our palms reach out and extract this shadow, this shame, right out in front of us so that we can see it for what it is, so that we can let go of the shame spirals that it puts us through, so that we can let go of all the negative charge that this energy has been holding on to. In the shape of a rock solid stone, dense, dark perhaps, or blue, or gray. What color does it look like? What shape, what texture it has? See it all in front of you. And tell her, tell them, I see you. I recognize you. I see you. I recognize you. Thank you for showing up today. And now, because you choose to heal yourself, because you know that you are worthy of feeling powerful, that you are willing to be in your power, you choose to transmute this energy through this beautiful light radiating and rippling through your palms into the stone. And again, the shape shifts, the form changes, the color fluctuates, the sensation runs through your body as you can feel it all happening right in front of you. Feel the weight of the stone getting lighter and lighter and lighter. The stone losing its density, its heaviness. And as it becomes lighter and lighter and lighter, it starts melting away, fading away its physical form until it perhaps feels to you like light, light as a feather, or a beautiful golden crystal, but light nevertheless. And now, when you're ready, place this right back, integrating it, claiming back your power. Watch it fuse, merge, become one with your solar plexus energy. Swirling the energy in your solar plexus, activating it, opening to receive this element. Reclaiming your power and feeling safe, happy, whole, healed. Watch the energy flow easily, swiftly around all of your three lower chakras. Thank the energy which has been protecting you, watching over you, keeping you safe. Thank Mother Earth for doing this with you today. Thank her and lovingly send her energy back to Earth. You can stay here for as long as you want, or you can slowly flutter your eyes open and come back with a big smile, knowing that you have done such a beautiful job today. And I'm celebrating you. Your willingness, your desire, your commitment, your devotion, and your power. Thank you so much. I deeply honor you. Thank yourself and the practice today by perhaps doing something to celebrate yourself. Perhaps you'd want to journal or take a bath or give yourself a nice massage. Just anything to celebrate yourself as an act of gratitude. I'm sending you so much of love and light. I love you. The universe loves you so much. Take care. Namaste.